Hey guys, the NCAA tournament is finally here. It's been a great first week of the podcast. We're going to close it out with a deep dive into our favorite plays from tonight's game. So stick around. We'll get you in and out under 10 minutes as promised with everything you need to know.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Joe Fortenbaugh and Tyler Fulgham. We are running the three-man weave as we wrap up this first week of the podcast, fellas, doing this from the Daily Wager studios, getting it out a little earlier than usual as well. But let's start with this night game. And Joe, I'm going to go with the last game on the slate because it's a pretty popular underdog at Caesars William Hill. Nearly three-quarters of the money and tickets on the dog here, but it's understandable given the Gillespie injury.
I'd like to start by addressing the fact that we are all very well dressed for this podcast, but no one can see us. We're in jackets, we're in nice shoes.
Immaculate.
We are very well dressed. The people at home can't see it, but it's worth noting, Kazarian. This game, yes, Winthrop is going to be the play for me. I am going to take the points. They're coming into the tournament red hot. They've won 7 straight by an average of 16 points per game, but the key here for me has been the injury to senior guard Colin Gillespie. Villanova was flying high in that game against Creighton. It was a big redemption spot. They lose Gillespie late to the MCL injury. Since then, they were a favorite against Providence. They lost outright. They were a favorite to Georgetown. They lost outright. 6.5 points is a lot. I like Winthrop.
I as well like Winthrop in this matchup. Even sprinkle a little bit on the money line for them to upset. You mentioned the situation with Villanova losing their star, you know, creator on offense. Meanwhile, Winthrop's creator that you may not know could become a household name after this tournament, Chandler Vaudrin. I call him either the vanilla James Harden or the ivory James Harden. He's a 6'7" lefty creator who had 3 triple-doubles this year, most of any player in the NCAA. He could get one in this tournament, and if they make a move into the Sweet 16, more people are going to know his name, Doug.
For the record, if it gets to 5.5, I'm on the Cats.
That's your price?
Yes. Yeah, because I think the fact that Georgetown made 23 of 23 free throws and won by one, I think there's a little bit of an overreaction, but then I think they get waxed in the next round. So I think it'll rear its ugly head, but I would not be shocked if Winthrop wins this thing outright. I want to talk about Rutgers here, -1.5 or 2 out there in the market over Clemson. Look, Big Ten, ACC, obviously Big Ten, much better conference this year, but that's not the only reason. Both teams in the top 20 defensively, this should be a rock fight. But offensively, Clemson is just that much more challenged, ranks near 100 in KenPom, whereas Rutgers around 75. So not like a huge difference. I just trust teams that are more battle-tested. Now, that burned me a little bit last night with Sparty. They just blew the lead, didn't get the rebound, should have been shooting free throws late for the cover even, let alone going to overtime. But with that being said, I just trust Rutgers more than I do the Tigers in this game.
With the way these two play offense, I predict at least 1 8-minute scoring drought for somebody at some point in this game. Points are going to be at a premium. You have, like you said, 2 top 20 defenses, according to KenPom. But look at the tempo for each of these teams as well. Rutgers is 213th. Clemson is 338th. So you've got two teams that love to bring the ball up the court, get set, take their time, work it deep into the clock. Look at Rutgers. As good as they have been at times on offense, they aren't a good percentage team when it comes to three-pointers and free throws. I like the under in this game.
Yeah, I don't know what channel or what network this is going to be on in the Turner CBS family, but my clicker will not go to it at any way, any point. And okay, it's just not going to be a fun game to watch. I'll bet the under. That's the way I'm going to lean. I'm not going to watch it. I'll look when the score's gone final.
So avert the eyes on that one. All right, let's wrap it up, Tyler. I'm going to go with you with Syracuse, San Diego State. We know about the orange, kind of a chic pick sometimes in the big dance. The unfamiliarity with the zone just kind of can make these uncomfortable runs in the tournament at times. But Aztec's getting a little money. It's now up to 3.5 here.
Yeah, earlier in the week, Joe and I were hosting Bet, and we had Dallin Cuff, our buddy, on. And we kind of predicted Syracuse could come in and upset. And Dallin shot us down like Joel Embiid swatting a shot in the paint. I mean, he was almost irate with us,
Joe. How dare he?
Pigeons dropping, you know what, from the sky on our heads.
So, you know what I've done here now, and I think Joe's done the same. I've changed my pick. I'm going to lean on Dallin. I'll lay the points with San Diego State. If they win, I win my money. If they don't, then we can go back at Dallin, Joe, and say, how dare you for being so adamant that Syracuse couldn't do this. I will say this, though, Syracuse, 3-8 this season away from the Carrier Dome. Those only 3 wins coming against Boston College and NC State twice. They have not beat anyone away from their home turf, their home court. And I think that could be a concern, pardon me, against a team as dynamic on both ends as San Diego State.
I hate this game. I see good people on both sides. Dallin is a big proponent of San Diego State. Stanford Steve, who has been red hot on this show seemingly for months, is all over Syracuse. So what do you do? What do you do? You got two guys, two minds you trust. I pass. 16 games on the card today. I made it a point to bet all four last night. The first four games, I wanted to have action on all of them. Today, I'm going to have to pass on at least one or two. This is going to be one. I can't see an edge here.
Yeah, I'm leaning to the points there. I'm worried. I think the Mountain West Conference is much better than people realize. They won the regular season conference title, obviously. If they're three-point shooting, if a couple guys can shoot in the 40s from distance, if that continues here, then they can shoot over the zone, in the matchup zone of Syracuse. And also, one thing that's really important is that this game is not at Lucas Oil. So that kind of home field, home court advantage when the Syracuse shooters are used to the cavernous background.
Depth perception.
Right. This is a more conventional arena. So in this case, San Diego State won't be as thrown off by the massive backdrop behind the glass backboards. That's something that probably is more narrative than anything, but it's something to recognize. So best of luck to everyone on this first full day of the tournament. Gentlemen, beautifully dressed, as you alluded to. And daily wager, all morning shows all week. So it's 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, Eastern, that is, on ESPN2. And then Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN2. So join us, and then we'll be back with the podcast next week, Monday through Friday.